You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Starting this fall, public universities in Illinois will begin using the National Common Application for admissions, making it easier for students who may be applying to multiple universities. And while that might make things easier for prospective students, college cost remains a big challenge. I talked about that this month with SIU President Dan Mahoney.
So one of the things we did, and we announced this obviously back in the fall because we wanted to make sure people knew it as they were applying for colleges, was the SIU system commitment, which again allows people with family incomes under $63,575 to have all of their tuition and mandatory fees covered. Again, assuming they follow all the things that they essentially need to do that, but they can do that. That was one of the things that we really put into place. And I think we have about, I think of both campuses, right around 300 students or so who would qualify for it if they decided to come to SIU. So it could have a huge impact on that college affordability. Certainly, I know one of the things the governor's office is pushing is filling out the FAFSA and filling it out as early as you possibly can. That usually opens you up to more financial aid opportunities the sooner you get that done. And so that's certainly one of the things. I think the Board of Trustees, particularly when we're looking at undergraduate tuition fees, I don't expect them to be approving any increases. We may see some medical school and some of those other places, but I think they'll try to do that to try to keep things affordable. So I think there's multiple strategies. And I think even looking at how we use the financial aid that we have available and making sure that we're trying to meet the needs of our students. And then there's always the fundraising piece of you're trying to raise money for scholarships to support students. So there's not one solution to it. It's everything from the Pell Grants to MAP funding to what we do as an institution all have a part in trying to keep college affordable.
I'm sure there are a lot of conversations as well with state and federal leaders. It's been said for many years now that part of the reason that higher education is so much more expensive than it was a generation ago is because of a lack of support from the state and federal governments. Is there any change on the horizon there?
We always hope for more support and hope that will that increase. But you're right, that increase helps us to keep tuition down. And even, I think, well, it was an increase, but even keeping things flat this year helps us to keep, I think, the tuition down. You know, I remember being in Kentucky years ago when we were taking massive cuts. That was also when we saw massive increases in tuition. In fact, I did that chart at one institution, and you can see it very, very clearly as state support went down, tuition costs went up dramatically. Hopefully we won't see anything like that again, but some of those tuition increases at that time were over 10% increases a year, and I don't think we'll go back to that. But the state support was, the lack of state support really had an impact, and so maintaining state support and increasing state support would help us keep it affordable.
And of course, we saw through Day of Giving, through here at SIU Carbondale and other efforts like that, there's a lot of fundraising to try and offset some of those costs for students. What's your message to families and students who look at those, you know, potentially big bills and say, gee, I'm not sure. Are there ways that this can be worked out?
Yeah, and I think it's always, first of all, going through the process. I say, and I've said this several times, but you know, sometimes the sticker price is the least valuable piece of information available. And I've seen this with my daughter. We've talked about this before. My daughter's a senior. She applied to 14 different schools. And part of that was me kind of exploring how each school did things. And sometimes the schools that looked the least expensive when we started actually became the most expensive once we went through scholarships and different areas of financial aid. And so I think it's not assuming just because you see what the sticker price is, that's what you'll end up paying. It's going through that process and exploring all of the different opportunities for financial support that are available, applying for every scholarship, both inside and outside the institution that's available. There are some opportunities to bring that cost down pretty significantly.
On the flip side of the cost to students and their families, there's the cost on the university side. Still, you know, maintaining that balance sheet. When you talk about tuition waivers and stipends and grants and things like that, how difficult is it to keep that balance, make sure students can afford to go to school, but you're also not losing money on the number of students you have?
Yeah. So a lot of times we look at what the kind of net tuition revenue is per student, and that's a critical part of us funding the entire operation. So that's important. Which again gets us back to when there are things like MAP or Pell Grants, you know, increasing the Pell Grant would have a huge impact on affordability from the federal level. And all of those things help to again keep it affordable. but also that doesn't, that allows us to have the resources we need to provide the high quality education experience.
Dan Mahoney is the system president for Southern Illinois University. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.